The German Studentenwerk, a national student union funded by the government, is currently asking students to partake in a social survey about student life. In order to promote their survey, the Studentenwerk took to the streets of Berlin and asked pedestrians what they thought of students and their everyday lives. Some answers were, they sleep a lot, they drink a lot and are basically freeloaders, partying, they enjoy their lives to the fullest. There are too many students, in my opinion, and not enough people who do real work. The question I would like to pose today, is that really our reality? Or does student life look different to us? This is Campus Talk, so let's get started. And our hosts today are Aaron, Sonja, and me, Marie. The first question I would like to pose is, what about the partying?
Well, in my studies, I've met a few of my best friends and created some unforgettable memories. Of course, there were some hard study periods, but I know that some consider this as quite an easy job. Still, it is not about partying at all. My older brother once told me, I thought studying is mostly about reading a few texts and then partying and drinking as hard as you can. But then I saw you. For me, studying became a mixture of working part-time to pay bills, going to university, studying for exams, and in between, you shouldn't forget that your family and friends still want to see you as well. This life can be quite hard to juggle, and it is definitely not always fun.
When it comes to partying, I am definitely the wrong person to ask here. First of all, money. Partying is expensive, and in addition to that, Düsseldorf is not the best city to go out. If I have to see one more Gucci belt or pretentious rich kid, I will have to barf.
I quite agree with Mary. There are very few occasions when I can get convinced to attend any establishment in town, but I do enjoy having a drink with friends and the occasional party. I do think that many students party more often than I, but it's just really not my thing. Then again, I do understand where this idea is coming from. Now let's talk about the freeloading comment.
You know, there are definitely those whose parents provide them with enough money for their living expenses and hobbies. And then there are others who aren't that lucky. See, my parents are not able to support me financially. Therefore, I'm able to benefit from the government and their BAföG system. I know that there are some people who think that BAföG is in some way freeloading as well. But those don't get that this support is undermined by specific and restrictive rules. What I want to say is that the freeloading matter shouldn't be seen in such a black and white perspective.
When I watched the video, this comment actually made me quite mad. I work really hard. I have to come up for my expenses on my own, with no support from the government and little support from my parents. I go to work 2.5 days a week, come to campus 4 days a week, and cram in my class preparations and my free time. It's basically overkill. I'm not naive. I know students who don't work at all or probably fulfill all the clichés the pedestrians talked about. The pressure to succeed and especially to advance quickly is growing. Also, employers basically expect you to finish your studies as quick as possible, but at the same time have 5 years of valuable work experience. And yes, I am exaggerating here, but you get the gist.
It really depends on how you're managing your time. I'd like to quote my flatmate upon being asked why he wasn't looking for work at the moment. He says that he'd much rather finish his studies sooner and look for something in his expertise than to be filling shelves at the supermarket. I agree with him on that account. I'm very grateful to my parents for making the studies affordable to me, even though I am not jobbing. I know many students who do work anyhow, so the comment is very questionable in its accuracy. And I agree with Sonja, of course, when she said that it depends entirely on individual background.
Okay, next, let's start to talk about the real work comment, especially in relation to studying in the arts. What do you think?
Well, again, a comment that makes me flinch. Jesus, like my studies will disqualify me from making money or contributing to society. Yes, I admit it, I don't have a particular job in mind. In regards to having a purpose, of course it is easier to study medicine. All you really have to decide here is whether to become a plastic surgeon or a general practitioner. My studies literally give me thousands of options. Why are people surprised that I don't know yet where to go with that? Without all those pseudo jobs, our society would go downhill and fast.
It is hard. It is hard to cope with all those comments which basically tell you you are wasting your time by studying a degree in the art faculty. If you study law, medicine, or economics, it is quite clear in which direction you are heading to in the future. Just because it is not as easy to put our future opportunities into one single sentence, it doesn't mean that we will be unsuccessful in the end.
This kind of very frequent comment, annoying and frustrating as it is, just shows me the single-mindedness of the person asking it. I agree wholeheartedly with Mary and Sonia in their comments about purpose. I'd go one step further and say that many people are too focused on making money and contributing to society, or simply to obtain a certain social status and respect. Many people are career-orientated for various reasons, and that is perfectly all right, as long as people who do not aim to get a high-paying job are respected for their aims as well.
Having said that, what don't you like about student life in particular?
I find some seminars to be rather dull, some of which are obligatory, particularly those which are rather schoolish. Thankfully, I already completed most of those. Then again, the really interesting classes are often inaccessible due to the high number of applications. Furthermore, the rooming situation is terrible, limiting the number of people who can attend to some classes. It is rather upsetting, really.
Honestly, I don't like the expectations that are put on me. Society wants me to finish quickly. Employers want me to finish well, and my parents want me to finish with a clear destination in mind. My grandparents just want me to finish and preferably become a politician. I myself want to finish and be happy with the choices I made. So guys, thank you very much for that. We are about done for today, but does any one of you have a last question they would like to ask?
I have one more question. What do you think needs to change?
Well, I think there should be a change in society's thinking, away from the expectation that students should finish their degree in an unrealistic time frame, which honestly is too short in my opinion, and towards focusing on the quality of a study and the amount of passion students put into their work. Increase the amount of terms to 8 or 10 terms, but include more practical experience. Give students a chance to experience the working environment and allow them to develop an idea of their future.
I think in some degrees, but especially for those in the art faculty, there should be more support in future preparation. There are some career services and events, but not really enough considering that they are often based on business degrees or other directions. Moreover, I have the feeling that there should be more tasks which are more adaptable into the daily life.
It is my impression that the switch to bachelor and master has not improved the quality at all. Just like Mary said, the focus should really switch to appropriate preparation.
Thank you guys. This was quite a nice session. And to you out there, see you next week.